Liverpool 500 young people assembled outside St. George's Hall. While, as before, there were calls not to politicize the event, the baleful role of capitalism in causing climate change cannot and did not escape people's notice. Many of the young people carried homemade signs naming capitalism as the culprit of the world's pollution and carbon emissions. Socialist Party members had a stall and distributed leaflets. Liverpool socialist students campaigned for the demonstration, as well as holding a meeting where some of the organizers of the protest spoke. Party members have also been involved in Wirral Extinction Rebellion meetings. After listening to speakers, the march set off making plenty of noise, and grabbing the undivided attention of shoppers, before holding a second rally at Derby Square. Entering the square, we were greeted by members of PCS Civil Service Union, including Assistant General Secretary Chris Bohr, who were protesting in support of cleaning workers, to coincide with the climate strike. Their message of solidarity was well received. Among the speakers, who addressed the demo in Derby Square, was former Liverpool 47 Socialist Councillor Tony Mulhern, who was loudly cheered and applauded. With these combined interventions of Socialist Party members, socialist students and trade unionists, we sought to raise the need for the movement, to link up with trade unions and the need for socialist change, in order to fight climate change. Jack Yarlett,